She was an akara. When she finally was able to give birth, it was only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself did it. Vayiftech es rachma. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vayiftech es rachma, Hashem had opened up her rechim. Mafteach shotchias emesim minayin, how do we know? The Pasuk says, v'yodatem ki ani Hashem v'pischias kibroseichem, that I am Hashem that will open up the kfaris. Means there'll be tchias emesim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the one that does it. The Ma'arov Army in Eretz Yisrael used to say there's a fourth key. Af mafteach shel panosim. Then you have a person will have panosah. How much panosah you can have, that's also totally biyad Hashem. No, there's no shliach involved. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, poiseach es yodechu mazbil lechol chayrotzim. And of course, Baruch himself is poiseach es yodechu. Hashem opens up his hands and gives us panosah. It comes directly from Hashem. For the more Rabbi Yechon in my time aloy kachoshiv lo, when Rabbi Yechon said three keys, how come he didn't also say the Mavtech or Panosam? And to Gemara, it's true, he included it. What's the union that Hashem gives us rain? That means we'll have a good year, a prosperous year, we'll have good food, there'll be a good Panosam. So in the Mavtech of Geshem is included Panosam. So to have a good season, that you'll have a good Panosam, that's only totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to dive into Hashem. Hashem is the one to give us a good Panosam. Rav Lezer Oimer Miyom Tov Rishon Shochag. So the Mishnah says, Rav Lezer says, when do we start saying Mashav Ruach Amarad Agoshim? On the first day of Sukkot. Iboy Elihu. Rav Lezer Mehechi Gor Malua. How does Rav Lezer know a Svora? Where does he learn out from that you should start saying Mashav Ruach on the first day of Sukkot? Milulav Gomar. One Svora is learning out from the Lulav. We'll soon see why. So Drashi Milulav Gomalo. She'adoyma Lulav. That Yeshim is doyma to Lulav. Why? Just like you can't have the four minim can't grow without water, without rain, then you have to have the dalad minim on sukkahs is also l'ratzois. Like we daven to Hashem, we do mitzvahs with these things that grow from the rain. Like to daven to Hashem, please give us rain. The Gemara Sukkah says, so the same thing, the world can't exist without water. So the Svara to learn out the Indian of saying water from the Lulav. We'll soon see what the Nafka Mina is. Oy min Nisach HaMayim Gomelo. Or else maybe learns it out on Sukkot. We have the special mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. And it's the same Svara. That since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a din, a mishpat, if we'll have a lot of rain this year and not on Sukkot, so the Svara do mitzvahs with the water, as if to show Hashem we're doing mitzvahs with the water, give us more water. So Nisach HaMayim is an Indian of Geshem getting more water. So if we want to pray for Mashav Ruach Amarad Hagashem, learn enough from Nisach HaMayim. So more stuff like this. Milulav Gomalo, does Rabbi Lezer learn out from Lulav? So Melech, on being asked Kamina like this. Ma Lulav V'yoyim. When do we start taking the Lulav only by daytime? Is Af Haskara V'yoyim. Hu Adin Haskara, when do you start saying Mashav Ruach Amarad Hagashem? Only Shachris. Yom Tif in the morning, the first day Sukkot in the morning. But Mariv, the first Mariv, you wouldn't say Mashav Ruach Amarad Hagashem yet. Even though he says V'yoyim Rishon. But since he learns it out from Lulav, just like the mitzvah Lulav is only by Yom, not at night time, this Indian to say Mashav Ruach Amarad Hagashem would only start Yom Tov Sukkot in the morning and not at night. Rashi says, Ma Lulav b'yom, Shemaschilin Litel b'yom Rishin, Af Haskara Nami b'yom Kleimar, Sheinu Maskirin Balayla. You don't mention it in Mariv, Yom Tov Rishin Ad Lamochi. You have to wait till the morning. Oiduma, maybe know the Gemara says, Menisach HaMayim Gomelo. Maybe Rav Lezer learns out the Svara. Just like you see there's a mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, there's a Svara to start mentioning Geshem at the beginning of Sukkot. Now if the Svara, the limud is from Nisach HaMayim, Ma Nisach HaMayim. Just like this special mitzvah to fetch the water and used to pour it for Shastra Kabonis. May Urta start even at night time. The Yom Ma we learned. The Pasuk says, U'minchosam v'niskayim. U'minchem v'niskayim, that what you pour the yayin, with Ashna filo b'layla. You're allowed to make the Nisachim even at night time. So Nisach HaMayim could be done even at night time, means you could start fetching the water for Nisach HaMayim even at night time. Rashi says, Man Nisach HaMayim Yurta. Kediyashachon b'mesech tesukh. We learn the Gemara. It's Sukkah. Shemamalin ha'kli mayim b'nisach HaMayim b'layla. If you want to Sukkot by night, the first night, so the beginning of Sukkot, you go down and fetch the water that you use tomorrow for the Nisach HaMayim. So if so, just like it starts at night, it's a Svara, the Gemara says, Af Haskara Meyurta, who at the end of first Mariv, by Sukkot, right away she starts saying, Mashav Ruach Amarad Hagashem. So that's the Shaila, how does Reb Lezer know to say Mashav Ruach the first day Sukkot? So Tashma, come and bring your proof. The Yom Rabbi Yahuwah, Loilimda Rebeleza Elim Luluf. He says clearly, Rebeleza learns it out from the mitzvah of Luluf. So Mela the Chiyah to start saying Mashav Ruach is only Shachris in the morning, like a Luluf only starts in the morning, and not at nighttime. Ikud the army, something like this. Rebbe Yavua Gomra Gormalor. He learned it out from a Gemara, he had a Kabbalah like that, to say that he learns it out from Luluf. Vika the army, some say no, Masnisa Shmile. He heard a Beferisha Mishnah, Rashi Rebbe Lezer Gom Meluluf. He heard a Beferisha Mishnah like that, someplace that says clearly that Rebbe Lezer learned it out from Luluf. Not just on the Kabbalah from his Rebbe, but he had a Mishnah like that. For the Gemara Mahi, where's this Mishnah? The Tanya, this Raisa, the Tanya we learned later, Raisa, Me'e Mosai Masirin Al Hagashamin. When do we start mentioning Mashav Ruach Mer Nagoshim? Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Meshas Nitta Luluf. So a clear b'risa. Rebbe Lezer learns it out from the mitzvah Lulav, that just like Lulav starts the first day of Sukkis, who are then Mashav Ruach Mer Nagoshim starts the first day of Sukkis. And the Mela, when do you start saying it? Not by Mariv, but by the next morning, Shachris, that's the first time you start saying Mashav Ruach Mer Nagoshim, according to Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Yeshua Raimah now, Mishas Hanachosai. You know when you start saying Mashav Ruach Mer Nagoshim, the seventh day of Sukkis, the day you put down the Lulav. Hanachosai when you put it down. No, the seventh day on Hashana Rabbah, that's when you put down the Lulav, you finish with the Lulav. On Hashana Rabbah, that's when you have to start mentioning Mashav Ruach Mer Nagoshim. Shrashim Mishash Hanachosai. Miyayim Shemavorchim Bay Bachroina, Dino Bishvi. On Hashana Rabbah, that's the day you have to start saying Mashav Ruach Mer Nagoshim. Omer Rebbe Lezer, Lezer says, Hoyo v'yarba minim halolu, since these four minim, the Esri, the Lulav, Einam boyim el l'ratzah salamayim, the whole reason why we take these minim on Sukkis is the pshat is that these things grow because of water. And we want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to see that we're doing mitzvahs with things that grow from water. So in order that Hashem should give us good rain, should be a good din, we'll have a lot of rain this year. Ha'vizoi ul'kishem shabim minim halolu. Iyef shebehem b'loy mayim, the same way these minim can't exist without water, kach iyef sheliyerlem b'loy mayim, the same way the world cannot exist without water. Trashe kach yishomim, yeymaske kol ha-shona filim yemoy sachama yemuroitzi yeymaske. Now this is Rebbe Yeshua's svara now Mishnah, that Rebbe Yeshua, this is Rebbe Lezer's svara, I mean Rebbe Lezer. That Rebbe Lezer says you start mentioning Mashav Ruach Mer Nagoshim the first day of Sukkis. So the question was then, why the first day of Sukkis ayat zeklolo? So he said, you know what I'm mentioning now? I'm just saying, giving a shvach to Hashem, that he's the one that brings down Geshem, and at the right time, he brings it down. So Gemara asked if the Mishnah said, if so, say it all year. So he says, Ein Echanami. Rebbe Lezer says, you say it all year. Whenever you want to, it's a reshus, the whole year, you could say, Mashav Ruach Mer Nagoshim. Because it's this svara. You're saying, just like the world can't exist without Geshem, so the whole year round, it applies to say, this shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just the chiyuv, when are you mechuyuv to start saying it? He holds the chiyuv first starts on Sukkis. Omer lo Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua says back to him, no. That v'haloi gishomim b'chag einu el asim klola. How could you start saying on the first day Sukkis? Mashav Ruach Mer Nagoshim, it's a sim klola, it's a curse if it starts raining on the first day Sukkis. Like the Gemara in Sukkis says, it's a mashal like you give the king a glass of water and he throws it back at you. That here we want to go into the sukkah to do the mitzvah and Hashem throws the glass back in our face and makes it rain and we have to go out of the sukkah. So it's a klala to have the rain on Sukkis. So how could you start saying Mashav Ruach Mer Nagoshim the first day Sukkis? Omer Rebbe Lezer, Lezer said, Afani le'amati l'shur el elo l'haskir. I also didn't say we're begging for rain now. I'm only giving a shvach el l'haskir, just to mention, give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He creates the water, and He gives the water at the right time. U'kishem she'tchiyas ha'meisim, and He brings a proof of this. The same way tchiyas ha'meisim askim kol ha'shana kula, just like the second bracha, machaya ha'meisim, we talk about every day of Shemoneh Esrei, every day we say it. V'yeinu ela bizmana, and Tchiyas HaMeisim is only going to come eventually when Hashem makes Tchiyas HaMeisim, not every single day. So how can we say it every single day? Ella, what do you have to say? That we're giving a shvach to Hashem that there's going to come a time when He's going to make the Tchiyas HaMeisim. Is kach maskirin gvuros kishamim kol hashonah. That's Rebbe Lezer's svara that I say Mashav Ruach Mer Nagoshim the whole year if you want to. V'yeinu ela bizmanon. And really, it's only a shvach to Hashem that He's going to make it rain at its right time. Lefikach, therefore, according to Rebbe Lezer, in Bola Haskir Kol Hashana Kula Maskir. If you want to, you could say Mashav Ruach Mer Nagoshim the whole year round, according to Rebbe Lezer. Just the Chiyuv to start saying starts on the beginning of Sukkis. But the whole year, if you want to, there's a reshus you're allowed to. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. We'll soon see what Rabbi Yeshua's svar is. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says a svar like this. Rabbi Yoimer, Oimer ani, mishosha mafsik l'shailo, kach mafsik l'yaskor. No, the same with his inyan to stop asking. We stop saying the same talamotor. When it becomes Pesach time, we stop asking for Gishomim. It's kach mafsik l'yaskor. That's what we pass in Allah Rosom. That Pesach time, we stop mentioning mashavruach amar l'goshim. We don't mention it the whole year round. We only say the Shvach at the time when it's possible, when the Zman of Geshem is. But when it's not a time of rain, we don't mention the Askara. We have Yehuda ben Meseru Aymer. V'sheini b'chag humaskir. A new Shita. When do you start saying Mashav Ruch Merna Goshem? The second day of Sukkot. We'll soon see why. We have Kiva Aymer b'shishi b'chag. Kiva says the sixth day you start saying Mashav Ruch Merna Goshem. V'shishi humaskir. So we have a lot of shittas. Either the first day, the second day, the sixth day, the seventh day, or else the eighth day, the way we do it. We have Yehuda, Mishur, Mevishur, Waimer, Ho'ayva, Lefnei, Ateva, B'yom, Tavachron. This is the way we do. Whoever goes down to Davin on Shemini Atzeres, Shel Chag, is the Achron, the one that David's Musif, Maskir. That's when we start saying, Mashavruch, Amar, Negoshim. Abba Harisha, and the one that Davin Shachris on Shemini Atzeres in the morning, ain't a Maskir. He doesn't say, Mashavruch. The Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, when do we stop saying it? So the Shliach Tziv with the Davins on Pesach is a Rishon Maskir. The one that Davin Shachris, he still mentions Mashav Ruach Amar Negoshim. For Achron Eina Maskir, the one that ends off and says, the one that Davin's Musif, then we stop saying Mashav Ruach Amar Negoshim. See, there are different sheetahs. Fred the Gemara now, Shapir Komele Rebbe Lezla Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Lezla Chur is right. Rebbe Lezer says that you should mention Mashav Ruach Amar Negoshim the whole year round, because it's a shvach, it's a praise to Hashem. The same way we mention Tchiyas HaMesim the whole year round, because so it's a praise to Hashem that at its right time will bring it. The same way we should mention Mashav Ruach the whole year round. So what's the pshat in Rebbe Yeshua? Why does Rebbe Yeshua Lalacha we say no? You only start on Shemini Atzeres, and on Pesach you have to stop. You're not allowed to mention it after Pesach. Why? Oh, Malach Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Yeshua says back, no, there's no raya what you just said. I understand what you said about Tchias HaMesim. Maskir, you know what we mention every day of the year? Tekule Yoyma Zimnu. Because every single day is the time. How do you know? When is Tchias HaMesim going to be? There's no set time. It could be today, it could be tomorrow. So every single day we say Mechaya Mesim, because maybe today the Mashiach will come. Maybe today there'll be a Tchias HaMesim. So every single day it could be a Tchias HaMesim. Therefore we mention every single day. Elo Gishomim, Mashenke in the rain, Koleimas, the Yassian, Zimnaiwi. Anytime that it comes down throughout the whole year, is that cold, it's the right time, is that a good time for it to rain? There are times when it's good for rain, but there are times when it's no good for rain. So you can't daven the whole year, it should rain. It's not the time the whole year for it to rain. The Yotnam would write like this, Yotza Nisan, it became Nisan, at the end of Chodesh Nisan, for Yodu Gishomim, and at that time it started to rain, Simin Kololahim, it rules the crop then. That's the time when you start planting then. It's no good for the rain then. The rain will ruin the whole crop. So you see, at the end of Nisan, it starts raining. It's no good. It's not this man. Shenem and Apostle says, Haloi kitzir chitim ayim. Okay, now's the time to cut down the chitim. And if it rains then, you can't cut it down. It's good to cut it down when it's dry. So there's a time when it's no good for rain. So since the end, after Pesach, it's no good for rain. Therefore, we have to stop mentioning Mashav Ruach Amar Negoshim the way we do. When it's no good for rain, we don't mention Mashav Ruach Amar Negoshim. Now, before we had a shita, we have Yehuda ben Meseru Raimer b'sheini b'chag u'maskir. You start saying Mashav Ruach the second day of Sukkot. For the Gemara, my time to Yehuda ben Meseru. How come punkt the second day you start saying? What's great about the second day? The Tanya will learn like this. We have Yehuda ben Meseru Raimer. Nemar b'sheini u'neskehim. It says in the Torah, by the second day of Sukkot u'neskehim. V'nemar b'shishi u'neskeho. An extra hey. Hey, the first one's an extra mem. Joshua said in Nesrocheho. It says an extra mem. Here it says an extra hey. V'nema b'shvi k'mishpotam, an extra mem. So we say, haray mem yud mem. There's an extra mem in this kayem. There's an extra hey in this keo. There's an extra mem k'mishpotam, which means mayim. Haray kam mayim. Here is a word of mayim, an extra word mayim. Mikan remes, here there's a remes from the Torah, l'nisach ha-mayim in the Torah. There's such an Indian that on Sukkot you have to bring a special nisach ha-mayim. The Shasta brought the kabonis. Usually by the Tomer HaShachar, you only poured yayin. On Sukkot there's a mitzvah not only to pour yayin, but to pour water also. And this is the asmachtas from these psukim to say, in the Torah, you have to have nisach ha-mayim.
So now, Maishna b'sheina dinoket, how come he says start doing it the second day? Because this passage that it says over this kehem, the first extra mem, says on the second day of Sukkot. So on the second day of Sukkot, the Torah starts mentioning the inyan of Nisach HaMayim, that's when we start saying Mashav Ruach Midrabonin, that's when we start mentioning Mashav Ruach also. Hilkach, therefore, Basheini Matkirinan, on the second day, we mention it.
Alright, turn over.
Rabbi Akiva Raina Bishishi Bechag Humaskir. Rabbi Akiva Sheet is no, you start mentioning on the sixth day of Sukkot. Why? Shenema Bashishi Neskeho. Because the extra hay says B'yom Shishi. Now, Bisheni Nisu Uneskeho. Bisheni, Bishnei Nisukim Akosim Adabram. It says in Neskeho, a Lashon Rabbim, like two type of Nisukim Akosim Adabram. Echod Nisach Amayim, V'echod Nisach Ayayim. So therefore, since the remez for Nisach HaMayim is B'yom HaShishi, therefore on Yom HaShishi, the sixth day of Sukkot, that's why the Rabbani starts saying Mashav Ruach HaGashem. For the Gemara V'yemer Tavayu D'chamra, maybe you have to do two times Nisach of Yain. How do you know it's Mayim also? Maybe both are only wine. So have a look if you do them the same. The Yom HaRemiza Mayim. He's also asking there's a remez of Mayim of Niskehem, of the extra mem, the extra air, the extra yud.